Welcome back to the DBM Strategy Call, everyone, the place where we ensure we all keep up with the latest in macroeconomics and geopolitics so we can maintain course despite what can affect our individual digital asset-based businesses.
That's right, John. And this episode does not disappoint, as it brings together macro geopolitics, institutional Bitcoin tactics, and, most importantly for our listeners, how everyday individuals can protect their purchasing power using sound money strategies and yield.
Okay, let's start with the big picture. As we know, most are sleepwalking despite a massive global transition toward multipolarity. Between the trillion-dollar AI infrastructure buildouts like Anthropic's planned $2 trillion IPO, endless currency printing, and global energy shifts, the legacy financial system is under continual stress.
Exactly. As we know, governments in the West are subordinate to the MIC, FIC, and TIC. The military, financial, and technology industrial complexes. Commercial banks expand the fiat money supply by turning individuals into debt slaves via mortgages, credit cards, and continuous inflation. In a nutshell, the full fiat system keeps you broke as fiat's purchasing power debases faster than most can earn.
The bottom line is stark. You cannot fix a legacy system through traditional voting because politicians answer to lobby groups and deep state financial rails. Your real vote is cast with where you put your energy and money.
Now, before we get into that, let's address the headliner that shocked many Bitcoin owners recently, Flagbearer Strategy selling a small portion of its Bitcoin holdings.
Right. People saw the headline and panicked, thinking Michael Saylor was abandoning the thesis. But as Saylor has explained, that's a complete misunderstanding of the required corporate treasury dynamics.
Strategy's core architecture is engineered to act as a Bitcoin development company. To optimize their capital structure, service debt obligations, or rebalance conversion terms on convertible notes, executing small strategic trades is standard in corporate finance.
Saylor insists this mechanism is exceptionally healthy for the long-term longevity of the firm. By dynamically managing liquid assets, Strategy ensures it never encounters forced liquidation during extreme market downturns. It allows them to maintain a resilient balance sheet, issue new debt or equity efficiently, and ultimately accumulate far more Bitcoin over multi-year horizons than if they stood completely static like your average retail holder.
Which brings us directly to the core solution for individual retail investors working through this perceived macro chaos. If holding fiat guarantees debasement, and simply sitting on non-yielding capital can leave you exposed to frustration volatility, how do you actually win?
This is where the framework championed by DBM Academy becomes the relevant playbook. It centers on two pillars: owning sound money and putting a portion of it to work inside reliable yield mechanisms.
Absolutely. Let's break that down. Sound money, such as self-sovereign Bitcoin, ensures your base capital cannot be inflated away by central banks or seized by financial intermediaries. Don't forget the bail-in laws in place in most Western economies. However, simply sitting on non-yielding capital isn't always enough to compound wealth in a high-velocity global economy.
Exactly. By deploying a portion of your sound money into verified IRL protocol-level or asset-backed yield mechanisms, as detailed in the DBM Academy curriculum, you create a self-sustaining cash flow engine. This is what sound money advocates refer to as redistributed ownership.
Instead of the top 1% and institutional asset managers capturing all the ownership cash flows generated by global monetary expansion, reliable yield mechanisms redistribute yield directly to individual asset owners. You become your own bank, based on two main ownership tier structures. One, the base tier, secure store of value via sound money, such as sovereign-held Bitcoin. Two, the productive tier, own reliable yield generation that converts protocol activity or real economic demand into compounding purchasing power over time.
A powerful base model, for sure. For those who are new here, here are some takeaways for this sound money framework. Don't rely on legacy media or politics. The system socializes losses and privatizes gains. Protect yourself by opting out of fiat debasement as much as you can. Understand institutional strategy. Small asset rebalancings by players like Saylor's Strategy are balance sheet risk management tools designed to ensure long-term survival, not a shift in conviction. In the end, what is now called big Bitcoin does have a place in ensuring long-term price discovery and liquidity in the BTC market. Build your yield engine. Storing wealth in sound money is step one. putting a fraction of your patient equity to work in transparent yield protocols via carefully selected platforms ensures your monthly income outpaces global debasement, if you know what you're doing.
Great tips. Vote with your capital, secure your financial sovereignty, and put your sound money to work.
Spot on. Okay, as ever, folks, part two of the weekly DBN strategy call is where the action is. The DBM Academy Yield Framework centers on a two-tier capital strategy, preserving baseline wealth and undebasable sound money while deploying a calculated fraction into productive yield engines. Tier 1 is the core infrastructure. Rather than exposing an entire portfolio to smart contract risk or protocol liquidations, the framework separates capital into two distinct compartments. Pillar 1, the base tier, self-sovereign Bitcoin, held in cold storage. This acts as the undebasable foundation, protecting raw purchasing power from long-term fiat inflation and central bank dilution. It is kept static to guarantee zero counterparty risk. Tier 2, productive tier, owning strategic yield engines. A specific risk-managed fraction allocated to active digital business models and protocol-level cash flows.
Tier 2 are the primary yield mechanisms. Instead of relying on unsustainable, speculative token printing, inflationary yield, the strategy aims to focus on real economic yield derived from active usage and real-world protocol activity, which includes validator and node staking, generating native protocol rewards by providing infrastructure to select Layer 1 networks, because yield is paid out in native network tokens from transaction fees rather than arbitrary debt creation. It represents organic economic activity. Closed-loop platform sync economies, participating in Web3 ecosystems, such as gaming, digital business models, and tokenized utility platforms, where token syncs continuously burn or lock supply while redistributing user fees directly to liquidity or node providers. On-chain cash flow distribution, deploying smart contract distribution engines that capture protocol revenue or platform yields and automatically route them to payout wallets. This eliminates central custodians and ensures transparent, programmatic dividend distributions.
A powerful model. Achieving redistributed ownership is the goal. In traditional finance, commercial banks create new currency through fractional reserve lending, while asset managers capture the interest and dividend flows. By applying the DBM Academy framework, you become your own treasury manager. You capture protocol fees directly into your own Web3 payout wallet without traditional bank intermediaries taking a spread.
Exactly. This compound yield perpetually converts to sound money. Cash flows generated from yield engines that are systematically harvested and rotated back into the Pillar 1 base assets. This creates a continuous feedback loop where productive assets generate cash flows. The same cash flow buys more hard monetary energy. This framework allows individual operators to outpace central bank debasement by combining the absolute scarcity of Bitcoin with the compounding power of decentralized, cash-flowing business systems.
Fascinating. Learn more about the actual projects, assets, and yields we manage every day in the DBM Strategy Call Pat 2 Live, every Monday, 11 a.m. UTC. See the link in the show notes for access and all prior recordings via your system subscription and the DBM forum. See you next time.